WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Global IT outage. I'm Sherry Preston. Computer networks worldwide shut down overnight following a Microsoft Windows update linked to the internet security firm CrowdStrike. Hospitals and emergency systems were affected. So were online retailers and airlines, many of which were grounded. Some are getting back online, some are not. ABC's Tom Rivers has more on how passengers were affected worldwide.
From Edinburgh, a familiar story.
We're supposed to go to Germany, Cologne. And our flight was 1:15, but we've just been told that it's been canceled.
To Rome, where United GM Michael Mitolo says...
The captain and I have decided that there's really no point in boarding the flight if we're going to just sit on board the aircraft.
Cancellations and delays, the bane of travelers at airports stretching right around the world. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
CrowdStrike says things are slowly getting back online, but it could take hours or longer to get back to normal. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC confident about their chances of retaking the White House, especially as multiple reports say President Biden could get out of the race soon. Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming.
They'll be writing books about this for decades.
Democrats say they can win on issues, no matter who's their nominee.
Telling that Democratic story and sharing our vision, there is no doubt in my mind that we'll be able to win this election.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Knodel would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension, in cooperation with the UW-Madison Animal and Dairy Science Department, will be hosting an in-person beef cross dairy-focused workshop on Thursday, August 1st in Lancaster. This workshop will provide Wisconsin's dairy producers and cattle feeders with research-based information on nutrition, feedlot management, and carcass composition of beef cross dairy crossbred cattle. The featured speaker will be Jared Jaborik, beef feedlot systems educator with Michigan State University. Other topics will cover research at UW-Madison and with cooperating farms spanning from conception to consumption of beef cross dairy. The workshop will be held in the Eckstein Building at the Grant County Fairgrounds. Pre-registration by July 22nd is required. Register at go.wisc.edu/j209s7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first-round pick, A.J. Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
T-Schwaba. Friday night, we're back on Nightlight full-time and discussing Green Bay ghost tours with Tim Fries. And it's Friday, so our Friday friend Terry Barr will be on the show with new music and sparkling convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Life. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams, and send you the theme of the music.
Well, that music is, I think, what the Democratic Party would be singing right now. You know, we can work this out, and we can get it right.
Yeah, they're going to have to work it out. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Oh, good morning to you and Sandy. I appreciate everything that you have to say. I do want to say one thing. The mayor and the chief of Milwaukee did an excellent job, and they should be applauded for it. It showed that the city of Milwaukee is a great city and that we have everything under control. And we are going to be forging ahead. This thing about Joe Biden, I love Joe. He did a wonderful job, but it's time to step down. The only thing that the Republican Party is going to focus on is every time Joe stumbles, every time he loses his train of thought, every time he mumbles. Those are the things that they're going to be broadcasting, not the good things that he has done for this country. That's not going to be anything that they're even going to remotely acknowledge. And there, one last thing. When this country goes to war, just think about it. There's a reason why our armies are full of young people. We don't go and get people 80, 70 years of age and 80 years of age, hand them a rifle and send them off to war. Because this is a young person's battle. And right now we are focused on a battle to keep our Constitution, our rule of law, and our freedom. And that's all I have to say.
It's well said, Susan. Thank you very much for those words, Sandy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that actually having a candidate other than Donald Trump will allow the campaign to focus on policy rather than on personality issues, infirmities, and the rest, which is what is going to be focused upon if there isn't a shift. I think Susan's absolutely right.
All right, let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning, Mike. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mike. How are you, sir? Good morning, guys. Happy Friday, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I think what we're seeing here is a bunch of people getting a little bit too upset and anxious due to the fact that you know, we have ongoing elections. They just go on and on and on. As we talked about a couple of weeks ago, there's no other nation on earth that has perpetual campaigning. Everyone usually has, you know, 60 to a 90, 100-day term, roughly. So, A, that proves we have plenty of time to pick the right candidate. But more importantly, the narrative. Like so many of us believe, we can win on the issue. But the issues are seldom forefront. It's all this culture war, distraction. Look at the shiny object. Don't look, you know, what's right in front of you. So the narrative somehow has to come back to a neutral position instead of, you know, the media's benefit of, you know, showing a car accident about ready to happen. You know, so a lot of things were challenged. But it just seems to me, guys, is that if between now and the election, if by executive action, maybe you can help me if fill this in, Sandy, if this is doable. But why couldn't by executive order we fill the 13 Supreme Court positions? We're at 13 different districts. It was designed one. Justice per district, so we can justify expanding the court by 4 to 13, and then just like Mitch McConnell and the Republicans did, just go heavy and hard. But I think we have to attempt to get the court back to at least a neutral position, or you know, instead of what we've all I think bear witness. And that is a complete capture of our judiciary. So I wanted to find out your opinion on that. And is it doable? Can by executive order the president expand the court to 13?
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call.
Well, I think the Supreme Court issue is actually going to be addressed shortly by the Biden White House. I think he's talking about putting forth a number of things. I don't think it will include expanding to the number of circuits. We have that many circuits around the country, and the way we've divided up our federal judiciary, and that is a rationale that could be compelling. I think that the notion of exactly how you expand the court is something that will require a sensitive approach, because obviously there is the potential for kind of inevitable long-term court packing. We might end up with a Supreme Court with 26 justices. So, I think that the rationale you describe is like actually kind of a compelling one, that there ought to be a Supreme Court justice that reflects each one of the circuits, and maybe that they come out of each circuit as well. So, you know, it's an interesting concept.
All right, let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl and Sandy. As far as President Biden, Hunter and Jill Biden, and the rest of his family, they need and want him to run because the big guy and the family are trying to hide their influence peddling and corruption. You know, and now the Democrat Party has to use affirmative action to get Kamala or Border Czar to run on top of the ticket. Or I've seen it on TV that a black African-American woman said they're going to burn this party down. So it's all about symbolism instead of substance. The same way you want to approach packing the court. You don't want to listen to Ruth Bader Ginsburg anymore. You want political decisions instead of constitutional decisions. And that's why you're upset.
Let me, you know, it's interesting.
You said a lot of things.
Well, that's a lot of projection,
you know,
coming from someone who's not sitting in the same shoes. So I think that the notion that the Biden family has something to hide based on influence peddling and enrichment is sort of the pot calling the kettle black in terms of the Trump family. When you look at Kushner and what it is they were able to accomplish in terms of attracting billions of dollars to a fund from Saudi Arabian with Saudi Arabian money and Chinese money to attract it to a fund from someone who had no experience running a large fund is from Wall Street standpoint an astonishing fact. Okay, there has to be a reason for being able to attract all that kind of investment money into a fund, and if you understand how private equity funds operate with 2.5% fees, et cetera, it was engorging Charles Kushner with a great deal of money. Okay, a great deal of money annually. So, but be that as it may, we're not talking about that, and I suspect that you'll be unhappy if you don't have that to talk about with whatever candidate it is that's put forward by the Democratic Party, and I think that the Republicans can sit on the side and try and figure out how they want to characterize and spin whatever that choice is, but it's going to be whatever it's going to be, and the Republican Party is going to have to deal with it. And I'm confident, like I said before, that the worst nightmare Donald Trump has is the fact that he's going to be facing a candidate different than Joe Biden.
All right, let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. The Democrats, I'd like to point out to you, they've got to stop wetting the bed here. They got to start getting a backbone. It seems like the women are the only ones that have a backbone, and they got to make a decision, because in Ohio, the Democratic candidate is not going to get on the ballot. I think there's just so many days he's got on the ballot, and my suggestion is I think it would really be an interesting race if you had Kamala Harris, I believe she was a former prosecutor, going against a dirtbag like Trump, who's been convicted of 34 counts. He's a convicted felon. He tried to overthrow a government on January 6th, stole secret documents. I think that would be a real interesting race, and I think that would really stir the public up. I don't know what your opinion is, but I would like to see something like that.
Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, when CJ, what other chips does he have? Yeah, and so he's not alone. The other Republicans, this is all they can do is come up with,
Well, I can tell you this. I think the base of each party wants to project and make the arguments against the candidates, all right? But I think it's the 20% in the middle who are lusting after another choice, a better choice, okay? And I think
than Trump or Biden.
Yes, because people, the Biden infirmities are the issue, not the character. On Trump's side, it's like I said, like we've said before, people think he's despicable.
Yeah.
And so do the independents, and they aren't as willing to hold their nose and vote as the base.
Yeah, I think there's no question. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you at 540 AM WAUK. Here in Waukesha and civic media as a whole.
Why do you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
At Uline,
The prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
News from the center, WRCE.
I know that that's the guy with I know who that is. Welcome back. Anyway, 844-967-2789.
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah,
Genesis.
Yeah, I could tell by the voice. Welcome back to Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Sandy, the reason for the music?
Well, it's all related to the decision going forward, right? We've got, we're, you know, in the process of selecting who's going to be our next president. And so it kind of all relates to that.
All right, let's go to John from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Good morning. I've got an idea that I haven't heard talked about, but ultimately, although I've given to Biden's campaign, I do think he needs to change the ticket. And in my thought, it would take a lot of courage, but I think he needs to not only get Kamala at the top of the ticket, but to look at resigning. I know that's a strong sentiment, but if he resigns, she becomes the president, and she can pick her vice president, which gives an elevation right away into her campaign. Ultimately, Donald Trump is our biggest concern. We need him defeated, not because he's Donald Trump, but because his ideas are so radical. And, you know, I hear every time when Joe Biden ends a speech or whatever, God bless our troops, they make, in many cases, the ultimate sacrifice. And with what's at stake for our country right now, I believe that Joe needs to make the ultimate sacrifice. That's my idea.
Hey, John, those were, you know, I mean, really well thought out, you know, thoughts. And, man, I can't say I disagree with much of what you had to say, Sandy.
Well, that is one of the scenarios I suspect that might be being considered, because this is, you know, this is a difficult process, and someone has to figure out a way to go forward that has the greatest probability of success. That might be one of them. That would certainly give Kamala a better chance to display herself and her capabilities. She hasn't been given much of a chance so far to date in her vice presidential capacity. So we shall see. I do agree with Tom. This thing's going to play itself out, and all we can do right now is speculate and hope and talk about possibilities, but there is a process ongoing.
So last night, Donald Trump's speech, 90 minutes, Sandy. He's not exactly the most articulate guy, right?
Right. I mean, you know, the thing is, people talk about people preparing for presentations and preparing for speeches, and I think everyone who watches Donald Trump would agree that this is someone who doesn't spend any time preparing. It's stream of conscience when he gets off of the teleprompter, and that's what we saw again. It's like I said, it's Castro-esque. The people who give hour-and-a-half speeches have deluded themselves into thinking that they can actually present an hour-and-a-half of interesting dialogue, and Donald, when he gives his speeches, tends to fall back into all the shibboleths and cliche stump speech that he's already given, all right? And when he does that, he falls back into false claims. You know, that's That's what he's really best at. False claims about having actually won the election, false claims about the numbers of immigrants, false claims about the criminality of the immigrants, false claims about the economy, false claims about the levels of inflation. I heard the Wall Street Journal, which is pretty unbiased, and if it's biased, people would suggest it's biased to the right.
Right, yes.
Yeah, discussing this morning the extent to which every fact that Donald Trump stated in his speech was either hyperbole or just plain incorrect.
You know, Sandy, you are a diplomatic guy, and so false claims and those hyperbole, I'll call them lies. Because Republicans say Joe Biden is lying. The Democrats are lying. And what Donald Trump did yesterday is he came out and he followed the teleprompter the first 15 minutes. And you saw him. You saw him looking over here. You saw him controlled, contrite, and they couldn't hold him, right?
Right.
He is who he is, right?
Just like Popeye.
And so as he went on, and they built all this up that Donald Trump is going to bring people together. You know, that's what he's doing. It's a new Donald Trump. You and I knew better. You know, nobody changes, no matter how difficult the circumstance or the situation like that. Your character doesn't change overnight. It's an extrapolated period, right? After
I think
soul searching.
I think you can't change your stripes, quite frankly, particularly when you're
this late in the game.
This late in the game, right? These are old dogs. Okay, they don't learn new tricks.
And so he just couldn't help himself. He went back to his pet answers. Lies. And I tell you, I tried to watch it. I watched about 35 minutes of it. And the only people who could watch that for an hour and a half. I mean, who could?
Well, you have to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
And then you can watch that.
Yeah.
And otherwise it is exceedingly difficult because it's not meant to be believed. Okay, this is really World Wrestling Federation speeches. Okay, yeah. It's life in hyperbole, which is what WWF's all about, right? It's about bogus wrestling events with bogus criminals and bogus heroes, and that's what we got.
I am watching. We love you, President Trump. We love you. Does he love them? In the end. That's, you know, based on what he did the first 4 years, Sandy, the first 4 years that he had, and I always say, can those people who support him, especially now all of a sudden they're saying he's for the average person. But you guys talk about policy. The average person couldn't put their finger on one thing he did for the average Joe in his 4 years. So what makes them think?
Well, when they get down to the average Joe, the appeal that the Republicans are going to make is related entirely to inflation and the price of gas, okay, and the price of houses. And these are things that the president does not have direct control over, okay, particularly inflation, which was a worldwide event, the price of housing, which is totally extraneous and has everything to do probably with the policies of the Federal Reserve, which the president ought to keep his hands off.
All right.
Incidentally, there's something to talk about there with respect to Trump and the Federal Reserve when we come back.
All right. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hang on the phone lines. It's Friday. That means Friday is my co-host Sandy Williams and you.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pressure is mounting on President Biden to drop his re-election bid. Yesterday, his deputy campaign manager was outside the RNC pushing back.
Look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
That's Quentin Folks. Meanwhile, progressive commentator Matt Rothschild says it's time for Joe to go.
It's just a fact, a demonstrable fact that Biden's over the hill.
He spoke with Civic Media. The Wisconsin Fire Marshal's office is getting more four-legged help. Bo is a black lab, and his job is to sniff for accelerants in and around suspicious fire scenes. Bo was trained by prison inmates as part of the Puppies Behind Bars training program, which prepares service dogs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Pilots from all over the world are flying into Oshkosh this week to celebrate the 71st year of EAA's Air Venture. A private pilot headed in from out of state says,
"It's a place where everybody with that kind of a similar interest, with that bug, whether they're enthusiasts, whether they're pilots, whether they're professionals, or anybody alike, everybody goes there and everybody's kind of an equal."
EAA Air Venture 2024 kicks off at Whitman Field and the EAA grounds on Monday and will last through July 28th. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is getting some more four-legged help. Attorney General Josh Call announces Bo, a black lab, will be joining the DOJ as a new accelerant detection canine. Bo will assist special agents and other investigators across the state detect accelerants in and around fire scenes. Bo joins Tuddy as the second accelerant detection canine and will be assigned to the state fire marshal's office. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In good Hollywood feels news, Ryan Reynolds says he forfeited much of his salary to get the first Deadpool made. What did he do with what little salary he had left? Variety reports that Reynolds gave it to his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick, so they could be on the set with Reynolds and form a de facto writer's room. At this time, I should mention that his per diem on the big budget film is the budget of a small country. Still a nice gesture and a good guy. Can you imagine going through life hearing rumors that your mom slept with Mick Jagger? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can. Apparently, his mother, Margaret, attended a Rolling Stones concert and partied with the band after splitting with Trudeau's dad in the 70s. Margaret admits to partying with the Stones, but denies the rumors that she ever slept with Jagger, but joked that in retrospect, she says she would have slept with every single one of them. It's not so bad, Justin. Maybe she meant take a nap. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Todd Olbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're back in Milwaukee taking a look back at Trump's comments from the night before and what is ahead for Democrats. Don't miss it.
The Todd Olbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
this proud land we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends.
That's that guy with one name.
Oh.
This guy right here who's lead singer of this.
This is Peter Gabriel, I believe.
Oh, that's still Peter Gabriel?
Yeah.
All right. I thought that was Sting. He sounds a little bit like Sting.
Yep.
Doesn't he?
He does.
On that. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967.
Well, you know, that might have been Sting, because Peter Gabriel and Sting were together in
That's Sting. I know his voice. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Let's go quickly to Susan. Susan, quickly, you say what?
All I want to say is that I did listen to Trump's speech last night. Not all of it. I couldn't listen to all of it. But one of the things that I thought that he added to his new speech was the dome that he is going to put over the entire United States.
Yeah, yeah. You know what she's talking about, Sandy?
Yeah, the Iron Dome.
Yeah.
Well, Israel has an Iron Dome that's this defense. Of course, Israel is much smaller than the state of Wisconsin and has the capacity to create that kind of impervious defense, missile defense system. The United States would be a far greater problem, but we happen to have the Atlantic and the Pacific, and Israel doesn't have that. So there's a different issue involved.
And, Sandy, where are we so threatened that we need to spend that kind of money when there are people struggling in this society to create a dome? It's the same old Trump card, if you will. Scare people. They're coming after us. The criminals are coming after us. And people, they suck that up.
Well, like I said, no one should listen to Trump's campaign verbiage and believe it, because, the only thing that he delivered on in his last campaign with the verbiage was the nominations to the Supreme Court. Everything else was falderal and designed to be eyewash and lip service. And that's what, he said it repeatedly on and off the mic, which is he's going to do whatever it takes to get elected. After he gets elected, we shall see. And last time after he got elected, we ended up with 4 years of chaotic policy, and very few of the campaign promises were delivered upon, the getting rid of the Obamacare and a much better health program that he had in a big notebook that never existed. You know, that kind of stuff.
All right, let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, I listened to MSNBC after the speech last night, after the convention was over, and they're in panic mode. They said, oh, my God, what a terrible speech. He wasted so much time. It was so long, so boring. Oh, we can beat him now. Well, when they say that, they're scared. And but the thing is, when you guys were just talking about why build the Iron Dome, because we're surrounded by oceans, well, what about 90 miles off the Florida coastline, when there's submarines out there with possible nuclear warheads on from Russia?
Do you think an Iron Dome is going to stop, Gary, do you think an Iron Dome is going to stop nuclear weapons? Come on, man.
Probably not.
Okay,
but
so
the fact is, you guys just mentioned about scaring people, and, we're surrounded by oceans. I just heard Sandy just say that.
Now, Yeah, Gary, the only reason I mentioned the oceans is you have to understand, why would someone attack a country and what would they expect to do after the attack, okay? And, if you attack America, if you beat it, then you own it, right? So is someone going to actually try to occupy America? Is someone, the whole logistics of that process is very daunting to discuss or even believe with respect to it. So, you know, a nuclear war that involves nuclear weapons either coming to or leaving the American soil is the apocalyptic end of things. And we went through a Cold War in which we all lived having to crawl under our desks and worry about such a thing, when in fact the retrospective analysis of all of the records in both countries suggested that it was an entirely unrealistic risk.
And not only is it unrealistic to even talk about wasting billions and billions of dollars into $1 trillion on something that is really inconceivable and not going to happen, that somebody's going to attack America, you know, and so we need an Iron Dome, is ridiculous. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, with Reagan, he built a thing called Star Wars, or he pretended that. And what that did, that bankrupt the Russians into trying to counter our Star Wars thing. So he mentioned it last night, that that the technology that they do have now is, it is possible to do it. And the thing is, look, nothing that I want more is to have peace on this earth, that we all can get along and we all can agree with that. And so I thought Donald Trump was last night was really, really mellow. His entire time, the audience was really quiet last night. You could hear a pin drop as he talked about him getting shot.
But those are his disciples, Gary. Those were his disciples.
Yeah, well, the thing is, do you believe that God intervened and saved his life? Do you believe it, or do you think it's just coincidence that he's still alive? And the fact that
actually, Gary, when we talk about God's intervention, I mean, does God intervene to cause the horrible things that happen? I mean, you know, it's sort of like God causes the Yankees to win the election. I mean, to win the World Series. I think we have to be careful about analyzing this and deciding that someone is God's prophet or is God's choice. I mean, if God chooses everything, then we have a lot to explain. You know, be that as it may, I mean, there are some who would choose to believe that everything that happens is preordained, but it becomes very complicated then to discuss the will.
I have one question to ask you guys. Are you guys jumping ship on Joe Biden or not? Do you think he's going to be
Gary.
Electable?
Hey, Gary, it does not matter as far as that goes. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to Brendan. Brendan, go ahead.
Wow, right after Gary, this is great. Let's see, Hannibal Lecter, he bragged about Victor Oborn. He said he had the endorsement of Kim Jong-un, boy, oh boy. And then he lied and said that he stopped the missiles, when the joke is that 3 weeks after he was there, Kim started firing missiles again and testing them. He said the next convention should be in Venezuela. He mentioned the China virus, called Crazy Pelosi again. And then he kept sneaking cheating elections in there. He lied about the Dox case because he said that it had been dismissed. It hasn't been dismissed. The 11th District has already stepped in. Jack Smith has stepped in. And Cannon's going to disappear. Watch. Kid Rock and Hulk Hogan, really?
Okay, you know, Uncle.
Illegal aliens killing thousands of Americans.
Hey, Brendan. Uncle. All right. Thank you very much for the call, man.
Well, let me just say one thing about stolen elections. I had a conversation with a good friend who keeps tally of all this and was in Congress himself, and he pointed out that in Wisconsin, if Donald Trump had gotten the same number of Republican votes as the congressional candidates for Congress did in Wisconsin, he would have gotten 76,000 more votes. The congressional candidates in Wisconsin who were Republican got 76,000 more votes than Donald Trump on the same ballot. So the election wasn't stolen by Donald Trump. He lost it because there were plenty of people who voted for Republican candidates but chose not to vote for Donald Trump. That's why he lost the election in Wisconsin. That's not thievery. That's just a failure on the part of Donald Trump to be an attractive candidate.
Well, Sandy, the way you just explained it is simple math.
Simple math.
Yeah. I mean, how do you get around that?
And I'm surprised that that simple math hasn't been presented in the past, because it explains everything, okay? And Donald Trump, be damned in terms of talking about stolen elections. He does nothing more than say the elections are stolen or rigged and never explains how or why. Well, how they were stolen or rigged was that he was the wrong candidate to run in 2020, and he lost because of that.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
I honestly do not know why we take anything Donald Trump says as anything but a lie, because all he does is lie. When his lips are moving, he's lying, people. And for the, I'm just going to talk to the younger generation, because I'm 50 and not in the 70s and the 80s like some of these other people are that call in.
Careful there.
I know. All I'm saying is that, you know, what about climate change? I mean, this is a major, major problem. And Donald Trump is a fossil. He is a fossil of the fossil fuels that will no longer be here in the future. Along with all the people, you know, that may call in, this is about your grandkids. This is about your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. Do you want a life for them or not? And all that matters is Project 2025. If we want an authoritarian legacy, then go ahead and vote for Donald Trump. If you want a democracy that we've had for 200 and some years, then vote for Joe Biden or vote for whoever it is that's at the top of the Democratic ticket. Because we're not looking to control every aspect of your life. We just want a strong social safety net for you. You want to control who we love. You want to control what it is that a woman has the right to choose to do with her body. You know, just because a woman has the right to choose, does that mean that she chooses to have an abortion? Just because a woman has the right to choose means that it's her choice. And you guys want the big foot of government to decide everything that has to do with an actual person's life.
So Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, you know, Tom, and even if you listen to as much of it as I listened to last night with Trump, where did he ever once say anything that would change the reality of rural people? Where did he say, this is what I'm going to do to change the dynamic of rural people who struggle in this society? Whatever you say about Joe Biden and the Democrats, that is what their policies have been, addressing the average person. And so even if Joe Biden steps out, that's still the policies of the Democratic Party. They're going to still push towards addressing people who have been left out in the cold. Is it safe to say that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, quite frankly, that this Christian nationalism is designed to be the deflection to cause people to, in rural America, focus on that issue rather than the issues that will really relate to how they live their lives day to day, and to suggest somehow that there is an assault on their religious faith being caused by the federal government, when there's no fact relationship to that. And if people in that position sat back and thought about it, they'd realize that the sanctity of their religion resides in their homes and in their households and in their families.
Very well said, Sandy. Hang on, guys. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Friday. It means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News from the Center, WRCE.
That song still sounds as great as it did when he made it, what, 60 years ago?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. The Beatles' music is timeless, most of it. When you get past the first year and a half of their stuff, it really is timeless music. And the lyrics are really great stuff.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Let's go to Marty from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Marty. How you doing, man?
Well, good morning, Earl. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much for taking my call. Hey, Earl, wasn't it Mark Twain that said something like, I don't belong to an organized political party? I'm a Democrat?
Yeah, I believe it was, actually.
So your point, Marty?
It was watching that show last night. Was watching the movie Sting. There was so much BS going around, and then they flash a picture of Tommy Thompson. Stick it to Milwaukee. You got Scott Walker, 15 and a half years of sticking it to Milwaukee, and you got Donald Trump. You know, with all the BS and the Foxconn and on and on and on it. But what's going on, Earl, if I'm not mistaken, this is Scott Walker and the Heritage Foundation, so forth and so on. They're running the Act 10 gambit. They're doing the same thing that Scott Walker did in 2010, 2011. And if you remember, you know it, a lot of union people voted for that con job.
Yes.
It's an exact replica of Act 10, and it's up to the Wisconsinites to bring this to the nation, just like we brought them unemployment compensation, on and on and on. We got to tell them what's going on, because you look at that Scott Walker and those guys, it is just like a big con, and we are the suckers, no doubt about it.
Hey, Marty, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, it was telling that the president of the truckers.
Yeah, the Teamsters Union.
Union guy spoke on that platform.
Well, the Teamsters have always been a little different than all the rest of the union unions in terms as well as being the most corrupt union ever back in the Hoffa days, but they've always been marginally Democratic and moving in the direction of becoming Republican more recently. So, you know, their version of unionism is a bit different.
Well, but again, it was Joe Biden who saved their pensions. Don't forget, they were in danger of losing their pensions. And Joe Biden stepped up and saved them. And to see him standing there, you just wonder, what is he thinking?
Well, I think this caller is absolutely right that what we all have to remember is that the candidate Trump is a Barnum and Bailey redo. You know, there's a sucker born every minute. He's a self-proclaimed grifter, a con man, And we shouldn't, we should be smarter than to allow ourselves to be conned. We should pierce through all the silly talk and get down to business in terms of what are the realities of the policies that are going to be implemented, and what is this election going to mean for Tom, Dick, and Mary? And hopefully, when we have two candidates running for office, and the candidate on the Democratic side is named, we can get down to brass tacks and start talking about actual policy, and people will be able to see the differences and hopefully vote based on the differences they see.
Let's go back to Mike from Kenosha. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Quickly, you know, I was going to talk about the Federal Reserve, but
go ahead.
Couch that until next week. Well, yeah, but I couldn't help it, you know, circumvent this thought. When I'm listening to this caller who talks about Donald Trump and he's got divinity on his side, you know, one of the Ten Commandments is "Thou shalt not lie." You know, much less create adultery, and you can go on and on and on. What this candidate does, continues to do, and last night I heard him again plead that the 2020 election was stolen. You know, I don't understand how we can allow any candidate to go forward without signing off on that they will support a peaceful transfer of power and they will honor a certified vote. This party will not, this candidate will not accept that. And we must deal with this now, not 90 days from now or whatever. Again, let's talk about the Federal Reserve next week.
Okay.
Let me quickly lead into the Federal Reserve. Donald Trump was reported to have contacted Federal Reserve Chairman Powell just recently and admonished him not to reduce interest rates before the election for fear that it would assist Biden. And the fact is that Donald Trump wants to politicize the Federal Reserve and announced during his speech that after he gets elected, there'll be an interest rate reductions. This is a redo of the Ronald Reagan intervention with respect to the Iranian hostages. Don't release the hostages before I get elected so I can get that done after I'm elected. We should worry about the politicization of the Federal Reserve, and the one candidate who promises to do it is Donald Trump.
You know, Sandy, it is, again, just unbelievable. Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. He's reaching out to, leaders, national leaders.
International leaders.
International leaders, having conversations that he shouldn't have. He has no right to have these conversations, and the American people should be outraged by that.
Well, the Logan Act was enacted federally long, long ago to keep private citizens from negotiating on behalf of the United States. That law was passed for important reasons, because the president of the United States and the administration in place is responsible for the domestic and foreign policies, particularly the foreign policies of the United States.
You know, Sandy, it's... we've come to an end for today. So, you know, thank everybody who made the show go. We really appreciate it. We could not do it without you. You guys make the show. Sandy, thank you as always. Always great conversation, thoughtful conversation, thought-provoking conversation. Thank you, Calvin, for manning, the helm. And I'll be back on Monday. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach. They're back home. Have a great weekend. See you guys on Monday. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Crude and Dom. Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocate, the RNC MKE 2024 Hangover Edition. In your grievances, we air them on Friday, Devils. The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Matt Nair on Air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's too good.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.